Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks.
This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, been doing radio since March of 1997. And I have my friend Robert G. Smith with me, and he teaches a form of emotional freedom technique called Faster EFT, but I believe you've changed the name recently, Robert. What do you call it now?
Yeah, your tactics, Faster EFT. Basically, it's how to change your mind.
Well, that's what it's about. It's about change. And you've been teaching seminars how many years? I think I was only on radio for a couple of years before I first had you on. So I've been on for 21 years.
Yeah, 19 years.
Okay. I went through many seminars, folks, and I've gotten a lot out of it. I really have. Once you change, you forget you had some problems that once they're gone, it's like they never were there.
Yeah.
So you sometimes take for granted that it's sort of like when summer gets here, you forget about winter. In fact, one time I went through Robert's seminar, and I'd had a problem I'd been struggling with for a month or two. And Robert tapped it out, and the next day I was trying to tell someone about it. I couldn't remember what the problem was. It was like he hit the race button.
Yeah,
now, you have a seminar you're going to be doing, and I really advise people to take advantage of this. These are really life-changing.
Yeah.
And if you utilize it on a regular basis, it will change your life in profound ways. So, Robert, what do you have coming up soon?
We have a weekend seminar, 23rd, 24th of this month, February, and it's basically how to neurologically change your inner programming about money. Of course, money represents a lot of things about a person's life, and it creates quick neurological shifts in the mind. Basically, how the mind naturally updates itself, but we're going to speed it up.
Yeah, I know that it actually even affects you physiological.
Mm-hmm.
I have some money stress going on, and I was stressing with it. Woke up this morning, my low back was hurting, wanting to cramp up. And I know low back pains are a lot of times related to feeling like you're not being supported.
Yeah.
And you're attacking yourself or angry about it or something for not maybe taking care of the issue. And I was trying to work on that. So explain how... Getting rid of these fears and related to money, yeah. How that
changes. Well, see, money is an interesting program. Money represents your self-value. It represents your creativity. It represents your religion that you're brought up with. It represents mom, dad. And a lot of it's metaphoric. And what we do is we elicit your strategy, unconscious strategy, and how your mind is using your past references to keep you from reaching your potential, making money, creating a better life and greater health. And so... it's super quick. That's the nice thing. Once we identify the belief system or the memory reference that helps manifest it, you rewrite the story, then all of a sudden you'll naturally start creating a better life for yourself.
Well, yeah, you're saying in my mind, because I've been through your program, you remove the blocks and then your natural resources, your natural flow of money starts taking place.
Yeah.
And so it's different than... these motivational goal-setting programs where you're trying to focus on money. Instead, you're trying to remove your blocks to money. Is that correct?
Well, see, here's the truth about money. Money is a creative force. So it's the amount of money that what you have currently today is a success. And the success is built from your experiences. So we just identify whatever that your brain is holding to keep you from creating more. So it's basically what you have today is a success. No money, bankrupt, no love, whatever it is that drives you. And we just go in and we identify the reference and we change it. And all of a sudden, you'll naturally act and perform totally different. So that's how it works, really.
Okay. Now, it sounds simple, folks. And in some ways, it is simple.
Yeah.
But until you've been exposed to how to approach it, and how to go after it. Because one of the things I've always admired about Robert is really going after the real issue behind the scenes. And I think you do that better than anyone in the country or anyone in the world.
Well, yeah, because the truth is, you know, if you understand that you're not broken, there's nothing wrong with you, and you're successfully creating from your inner production or inner recordings, You go change the problem, you change the resource mentally. This is the law of attraction amplified, because what you have today is because of law of attraction. What you don't have today is law of attraction. So what we're using is going in, making a different an alignment within the inner self, and what you hold within you, you're going to get more of. So we just go and make the fine adjustment, and then it saved you a lot of sweat and a lot of trouble.
You know, Robert, I'm also doing an international show, national, international, and you have people coming from Scotland and Australia and or New Zealand. I don't know if Australia, but
Australia as well. Yes.
And so I'm going to do some shows with you on my international show, and folks, that show plays on Tuesday at 12 o'clock Central Standard Time on W4HC.com. That also will be podcast up on iHeart pretty soon. And so if you're hearing this internationally, Robert, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, it's pretty easy. You can definitely Google, Robert Gene, G-E-N-E, Faster EFT, one word or two words, FasterFT.com. And I have lots of videos on YouTube, Healing Magic.
It's under Healing Magic?
No, that's my channel name. I created that a long time ago, so it was 2007. But you can just type in Robert Gene, Faster FT. You cannot not miss me. I'm everywhere.
Yeah, I remember last time I looked, there's about 190 videos up there. I don't know if
there's 1,400 videos, man. You're a bit behind on times with me.
Yeah, I guess I am.
10 million plus views. I get about 125,000 views a month.
So. Yeah, Robert's a local boy that has become an international sensation. People, counselors and individuals are coming from all over the world to study with him.
Doctors, psychologists. We're talking about real physical healings, too. We do real physical healings.
So. Now, Robert, again, tell them when the seminar is.
The seminar is 23rd, 24th here in Oklahoma City, right there off of 15th and Meridian. And we start at 9 o'clock Saturday morning.
Robert, I want to elaborate since we have a little more time here on this international show. Now, some of you, the time you hear this, the seminar may have already happened, may not. But Robert's doing seminars all the time. And sometimes different parts of the world may be convenient to you, and again, here in Oklahoma City. So, again, Robert, if people want to look up the seminar schedule, do you have a few seminars ahead that will be coming up?
Well, another thing, Dan, is I have a lot of online trainings.
That's true.
I have, You Can Heal Your Body. We do have the one where you can lose weight without dieting or exercise. You can... learn how to change your own mind, change your own life. So I give you a program. There's a program where you can actually learn how to help other people, and also money. What is money? How does money work? And also how to change your own inner programming. So I have a large training base. SkillsToChange.com is the website also, and I have people all around the world, and their lives are changing. The Heal Your Body course. We're talking about people with blood-tested, blood-proven lupus there, blood-lupus gone. And then recently there's a lady from Australia who had Hashimoto's disease, blood-tested proven, blood-tested gone. And all she did was she took the course, you can change yourself, you can change your life. And she just started using the process, addressing her unpleasant memories and bad experiences. She actually became a practitioner, started helping other people. She works as a pharmacist. And it's gone. It's the blood tested, blood proven there, blood tested, blood proven gone.
Well, one of the things that amazed me one time is you had a person that was diabetic and they were no longer showing blood sugar problems. I realized that stress, the adrenal gland firing can cause the pancreas to react and stuff, but that just stunned me. And then you had other people that were classified as bipolar or...
Here's the deal how it works, Dan. We have brain pain and brain memory pain. So the brain has a tendency to reuse its pains to make physical pain today. And even science has proven over and over again that the mind has a powerful ability to heal itself. It's called the placebo. But they don't understand it's actually the brain is doing something internally to create the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we have like an oncologist. She came, she was going through a divorce. She said, I know, I work with people with cancer. I know that these emotional events have a physical impact on their health. And a lot of people will their health will fall apart after a major emotional event. So she came, I started doing sessions with her and started cleaning up some of this emotional hurt, which stemmed all the way back to even childhood. We clean this up, and now she's not sick. She didn't get cancer, and she's healthy and happier. And she even bought sessions for her children because these things do impact everyone. And it is the emotions that make us sick.
It is amazing, folks. I learned this when I was young, and I got away from it. Our society educates us to think of it as more as victims, that we don't have anything we can do about it. Robert, one more time before we go here, tell people how to get a hold of you.
My website, skillsofchange.com. You can Google, Robert Gene Smith or G. Smith, Fasterity, Yataptics. I'm all over the place.
Now, when it says EFT, it's Emotional Freedom Technique. So no, Faster EFT.
Yeah, okay. Mine is Emotionally Focused Transformation.
Oh, okay.
I did come from the EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, but I've updated the system, changed the thinking system.
Well, I just want people to hear what the letters stand for.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Emotionally Focused Transformations.
Okay. Well, Robert, I appreciate it. Folks, please take advantage of this and get a hold of it, or at least go online and study what he's doing there and take some of the courses online.
It will change your life.
It will. It's changed many people I know. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, Robert.
Thank you, Dan.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. In 21 years of doing my radio show, the thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. I have my friend Dr. Brian Frank with me, and he has a therapy that dates back a ways, but it's really interesting on what it will do for stem cells. So, Dr. Frank, thank you for being with us this early morning, and tell us about how you can stimulate stem cells, folks, because that's a hot, hot topic. But I have found, getting feedback from people, sometimes it does wonders for people, and some people get stem cell therapy and it didn't do anything. So is it dependent on the type of therapy, or is there things that certain people need to make it work?
Yeah, well, it's kind of yes and no, and you're exactly right. Stem cell therapy is quite the rage now, both within the medical community and also within the public. Basically, a stem cell is simply a very immature cell, Dan, that has, the medical term is that it has pluripotency, and that's just a fancy word that means the stem cell has the potential to mature into a variety of cell mm-hmm. lines. So, for instance, you could take stem cells in the lab and you could make them to grow out skin, and that's real important for people that have, you know, serious burns. You can take stem cells and you can inject them into the heart muscle after a heart attack when the surgeon does the bypass surgery, and literally grow new heart muscle cells so that you have better cardiac output.
But I've heard him bring in someone that was blind, I guess rebuilding the retina and stuff with stem cells.
Yeah, you know, stem cells are remarkable. So it's interesting because the original stem cell therapy is what we commonly call classic prolotherapy. And the difference is that when, these modern, and a lot of the advertising recently, the stem cell centers, about 15 years ago, they would extract stem cells from a patient's bone marrow. So you would anesthetize the shin or the hip and extract bone marrow. And then out of that, you would get the stem cells. And then about 8 or 10 years ago, that changed somewhat to harvesting stem cells out of fat, which is still a really good way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now a couple of the local centers, they're using amniotic fluid or cord blood from newborn babies.
Yeah, the placenta one way. I almost went to work for a company that promoted that.
Well, those are, American medicine does like to go to high technology, and with that, of course, is high cost. Most of the patients that I see that have been to their free seminars to talk about stem cell therapy, if you've got a bum knee, then, I've had patients come in and say they were recommended to have 3 stem cell therapies, and it was only going to be $9,100. it's pretty pricey, but there's 2 other generations of stem cells, and classic prolotherapy is the first. And in that, we use a solution of local anesthetic and dextrose, which dextrose is a sugar, and at a particular concentration, it stimulates the body's very own stem cells and growth factors to infiltrate into the area that we treat. So if it's a worn-out knee, literally those stem cells come in and regenerate to make new cartilage.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. Okay, here's the thing, folks. Your bone marrow is producing stem cells. They did a study on a product that I used to talk about. I'm not sure what I think about the product because I'm not sure how well it's been sanitized. But they did they put radioactive, they made the bone marrow in the white mice radioactive, where they could follow that. Around in the body of the mouse so they could see it. And then they deliberately injured the heart of the mouse. Well, those stem cells did not go over to the heart and heal it. They had to give them a special kind of product to get the stem cells to go over there. And so what you're doing, the stem cells are there. What you're doing is telling the stem cells where to go.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's a worn-out knee, we're literally regenerating healthy cartilage in the knee. In fact, this past week, I had a patient come in that's 72, and he's a very, very good and aggressive tennis player. And he had a knee injury, but this time it wasn't inside the knee; it was the patellar tendon. But the orthopedic doctor took X-rays of his knees, and he said, "Man, your knees look great." Well, they didn't look great a few years ago before we did prolotherapy, so it was a great. Presentation of how we really do regenerate good healthy tissue. And the knees are very common, the low back or the neck is common, shoulders and rotator cuff and tennis elbow, all these areas, when we treat them with stem cell therapy, they regenerate healthy tissue so that you regain the structural integrity.
Yeah, someday I may come in and get my neck worked on. It feels pretty good right now. But, I spent my youth ramming my helmet into other helmets, running as fast as you could. And then when I boxed, I could block that fist with my head, just no trouble at all. So I could probably use some help on that area. I used to have problems with my neck quite a bit. But anyway, okay, how does this compare price-wise to this $3,000 a shot stem cell that they're doing? That you said $9,000 for 3.
Yeah, it's about 1/10, and there's one other therapy that a lot of the listeners know about called PRP or platelet-rich plasma, and that's a process where we draw the patient's blood and we extract the platelet-rich plasma because again, we do that because it's rich in stem cells and growth factors. So there's 3 different ways to do stem cell therapy, and each of them, curiously, Dan, has about an 80 to 85 or 80 to 90% success rate. So they're all good therapies. They all have a similar success rate, but you're looking at $2,500 or $3,000 per treatment with the actual stem cells. You're looking at about $1,200 or $1,500 for the PRP, but with classic prolotherapy, you're looking at about $300, $350. And so
fantastic.
I'm actually certified in the PRP, and I can do it, and it's great. But most of my patients, I'm going to do the vast majority, we're going to do the classic prolotherapy because we get similar success rates, you know, 80 to 90% success rate. But we're dealing with one-tenth of the price.
Doc, tell people how to reach you. We went way over here. I want people to know how to get a hold of you.
The phone number is 405-763-7603.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate
All right,
it.
Great week.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. The last Saturday and Sunday of February, Robert G. Smith, who's changed people's life with the faster EFT process, is teaching another seminar. Many of you have taken it. I've taken it. I'll go back and take it again. I really take advantage of this. This is about getting rid of those fears that are limiting your life, that are stopping you from doing things you really want to do or are really plaguing you. And so normally this would cost $399. You'll find people coming in from all over the world to take it from Robert. But if you put in Radio 99, the number 99, you'll get it for $99. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And there's something that's very basic to health, and I used to just really, really pour it on strong about the importance of getting your omega-3 levels up in your body, EPA and DHA, in contrast to omega-6. And I may not have been emphasizing that enough, but that is so basic. Just like vitamin D3 is very, very basic. And yet, it's been a while since I've done a show on D3, but you need to be taking at least 5,000 IUs of D3, especially if you're not out in the sun a lot. And if you are out in the sun and you're wearing, you're fully clothed, you still need to be taking that much. I personally take 5,000 to 10,000 and sometimes more of D3. But 5,000 is what I would as a minimum. And then you got to get checked on your D3 levels. And find out where you're at. You want to be around 60 to 70, right in that. If you had cancer or something, you might want to get edge up close to 100, not over 100, but close to 100. But get checked on your D3 levels. That's important. Now, omega-3 has so many different functions in the body. You hear all this talk about CBD oil, and I'm doing the shows right now on CBD oil, on the Plus CBD company. Fantastic. I'm not saying that right. It's Plus. It's CBD Plus USA. There's also the Plus CBD, which is a great product. You can find it in the health food stores all over town. But when you hear all this advertisement on CBD Plus USA stores, and that's the one that has the green cross with the lotus behind it, that's a very, very powerful and very economical. I mean, I've seen the assays, the lab tests on these different ones, and when you compare apples to apples, some of the other competition out there, theirs comes out, the CBD levels is being three times higher than the next competition in town. Theirs comes out to be 6 cents per milligram per milliliter, where the other next one comes out to be 26 cents. That's a tremendous amount of difference, and yet they're three times higher. And they have the full spectrum of the CBG, CBC, and so forth that all play an important role in the body. CBN, all very, very important. So it's a great product. But you know, it doesn't work well if you have too much omega-6 that actually block that. Now, what are omega-6 oils? Peanut oil, safflower oil, and one I like to eat but is not good, is sunflower oil. Now, the real offenders to me is the soy and corn industry. There's been a lot of, well, here's what I don't like about those ones. Cottonseed oil is another one that's very common. It would taste horrible. They have to do a lot of stuff to make people use cottonseed oil, but they'll soak nuts in it. And remember, hydrogenated oils, which these are, only takes 2 grams, what the USDA said, to bring on heart disease. What offsets that is increasing the omega-3 levels and try to avoid those harmful omega-6s. Now, strangely enough, saturated fat, they now realize, is very good for you. It doesn't cause the problems they claimed it does. It's the things you were eating with it, the potatoes and the bread and all that that comes with the saturated fat a lot of times, and people think it was saturated fat. No, saturated fat actually helps protect you against colon cancer and has an antioxidant effect, and it's a good energy for the cells. And coconut oil, which can fall into that family, which it really shouldn't. Medium-chain triglycerides is a little different than long-chain triglycerides. But it's very good for you. But here's what happened years ago. Coconut oil started being used a lot because it was cheap and effective. They fed it to the pigs, and the pigs kept losing weight. But then either the soy or corn industry or a combination of the two hydrogenated coconut oil. Hydrogenated. It never needs to be hydrogenated. It's very stable. They hydrogenated it and then did some lab tests and said it's harmful. And then their marketing group association came out and said coconut oil is harmful. Well, that's what people don't understand. The marketing group for a big industry and the scientists will work hand in hand to hurt their competition. And they don't care. It's going to hurt you. They'll hurt the competition with really false information. It's true that hydrogenated coconut oil is not healthy for you. But who in the heck hydrogenates it? But they did to make you think it's as bad as their corn and soy oil or worse. So that was a really deceptive and deceiving way of presenting that. And that was years ago. But there's still things like that go on. But coconut oil is a good oil. But the most important is getting your omega-3 levels up. Avocado oil is really good for you. Olive oil, very anti-inflammatory, very good against heart disease. But you need 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 oil, maybe 4, to protect you against heart disease, to make your brain function well, to keep your joints functioning well. They keep the cell wall, and they keep the mitochondria energy working the way it's supposed to, and they keep the inflammation down in the mitochondria and within the cells. So the easiest way to do that is take Norit Naturals, the purest you're going to find out there in the way of omega-3. I don't care who you're talking to. And take their ultimate. You can take 2 of their ultimate, or you can take 9 or 6 of their regular. So I take the ultimate, more economical and more powerful. And I take the 2X sometimes. That's a little smaller pill, but more concentrated. And what you're looking for when you look at a bottle of omega-3 is how much EPA and DHA. Sometimes you get just DHA, which can be fantastic for the brain. But EPA and DHA are the major players. Those should add up to 2,000 to 3,000. So there may be other oils in there, and you think you're getting 1,000 milligrams when you're really maybe only getting a couple hundred from some companies. You want those to add up to a couple thousand, around 2,000 or more. That helps put the brake on Alzheimer's. And if a woman is pregnant, she has to be taking it. And really, the last 3 months before pregnancy, if she takes that, It make the baby's IQ 9 points higher, they figure, and calm the baby down and calm the mother down. We'll be right back, folks. I have a lot more to talk to you about. I have David High with me. He has a PMF mat, pulsing electromagnetic frequency, that they think is one of the most important things for health that's been ignored up until now. And he has a tremendous price on it. He also has a light that helps reverse Alzheimer's. You want to talk to David? You want to look at the lease program? How do they get a hold of you, David?
Dan, give me a call at 405-478-4351, and we'll be glad to explain how it works.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. A lot of research on the PMF out there. Thank you, David, for being with us.
Thanks, Dan.
They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best is by Body Dynamics. Call 800-MEGA-910. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And I have my friend Stu Tomp with me, and he's one of the world's experts on CBD oil. And I've been talking to Stu for quite a few years on this, and there's a lot going on in this field. I mean, a lot. Everybody jumps into this, and that's the bad thing about it. When something's hot, everyone wants in it, but it doesn't mean you're getting what you're really hoping you're getting or the benefits you're wanting. So, Stu, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Dan. It's such a great pleasure to be back with you, and I really appreciate the deep dive that you allow us to do on your show. And it's true, now that everyone is talking about CBD cannabidiol, the non-psychoactive helpful cannabinoid from hemp, everyone now wants to know more. And the thing that has happened in the last 8 months to a year is there has been a flood of cheap, inexpensive, isolated CBD products on the market. So today, Dr. Dan and I are going to talk about to isolate or not isolate. and that's something that all of you know from the vitamin world, but we're going to have some fun with this, right, Doc?
Yeah, I love it. Now, here's a question I have you within this conversation. And I started falling into this. I thought more CBD, the more cannabidiol, the better. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
It's not, and it is also accurate, depending on the application and the other medications you may or may not be taking. And here's what I mean by that. If you get a chance to go back and look at the New England Journal of Medicine's publication that showed CBD was effective for that rare type of epilepsy,
mm-hmm.
That's what the FDA used to approve CBD as a drug. If you actually look at that, you know what kind of doses they're using for those little kids?
No.
Have you ever looked at the doses?
No.
20 milligrams to 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day.
Per kilogram of body weight?
I'll say it again. 20 to 50. Now, there were some doses in the 10 milligram range. It starts at 5, goes 5, 10, 15, all the way up to 20 to 50. The average is 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight a day. Let's break that down. The average human weighs 70 kilograms. They're taking 1,400 milligrams of 99% CBD so that it doesn't interact with the five other anti-epileptic drugs. And at that dose, if you're still having seizures after all that anti-epileptic medication, they need 1,400 milligrams of CBD to further slow down the electrical firing. So you need that superhuman dose for drug-resistant seizures. That is not what you need, nor is it what you want for general anxiety disorder. It's not what you want or need for aberrant inflammation. If you're dealing with all of those things to keep you healthy, you're looking at a few milligrams of CBD contained in a plant extract with all of the other cofactors. So the reason Dr. Dan and I called this show To Isolate or Not, we're all a little bit more familiar with vitamin C than we are with cannabis hemp extracts, aren't
mm-hmm.
we, Doc?
Yeah. Yeah, that's since Linus Pauling made a big deal out of it many, many years ago, and long before Linus Pauling, it's been a big deal. But there's natural vitamin C, and there's sort of I don't want to call it artificial, but it's isolate vitamin C.
And that's the point we're trying to make this analogy. So think about pure isolated vitamin C, like pure isolated CBD. And just for example, all of us that are listening, we all like nutrition. That's why we listen to Dr. Dan. the isolated vitamin C products are 1,000 milligrams. If you listen to Linus Pauling, wasn't he recommending in some cases tens of thousands of milligrams of pure isolated ascorbic acid, correct?
He took 13,000 himself. Okay. He weighed 160 pounds.
Okay. Now, what we're learning now is that that may be helpful under certain conditions, but that's not what everyone should do every day, right?
Right. And
okay. We evolved on that. Do you remember in 1918 where we used to overdo aspirin and that's what caused the Spanish influenza to be as bad as it was?
No, I wasn't there then, but yeah. I'll take your word for it. Okay.
You know, they were giving people hundreds of milligrams of aspirin, and then they found out they were giving too much. So the point we're making is that food-based vitamin C, when you eat an orange with all the cofactors, the sugar, the plant bioflavonoids, that increases the absorption so you can take less, hopefully get better results. Same thing is happening with hemp extracts. So when you go into a health food store, make sure you look for a broad-spectrum hemp extract that lists on the supplement fact panel hemp oil, aerial plant parts. That aerial plant part lets you know that it's not an isolate. If it says CBD cannabidiol, 50 milligrams, and you do not see the words hemp oil, aerial plant parts, then it's an isolate. If it's an isolate, you might need 10 to 20 times as much of it, and then you're missing all of the cofactors that make it more effective and more bioavailable. So don't be fooled by the cheap, isolated crystal CBD. Here's the trick, Doc. Take the bottle, hold it up to the light. Go outside of the store. Hold it up to the sun. If you can see the light right through the bottle, if it moves like water, that's a crystal thrown in there, baby.
Okay, that was my next question for you, because some of them I get are just that I've looked at are just water.
Now guess what that is? That's a 100% isolated molecule that's been approved by the FDA earlier this year as a drug for treatment-resistant epilepsy. Don't take that; it won't even help you. How's that? You're wasting your time and your money trying to get the benefits you're looking for in hemp extracts from the isolated molecule itself. So I believe the future will be, there will be three different swim lanes. Some pharmaceutical CBD, some marijuana dispensary CBD that Dr. Dan and I are not into, nor do we care about, and then agricultural hemp. And the reason that the Farm Bill passed and that we're growing hemp here in America is because it has low to no THC, and it's the full broad spectrum with all the cofactors. CBD is riding as a co-pilot inside of the hemp plant, not a 100% isolated crystal. So it's 100% isolated CBD. It's a drug. If it's a hemp extract, it's a food that qualifies as a dietary supplement as long as it's from hemp and not marijuana, which is why you want to buy plus CBD oil products. When you see plus CBD oil, then you know for sure it came from certified agricultural hemp. And you know what, Dan? Doc, we have a QR code on our bottle that the police can scan that takes you to a database so that they can tell that it's hemp and not marijuana. How's that?
Okay. Now, so a lot of these things are being sold in stores all over Oklahoma City and other parts of the country that are these liquid. Really, those fall in line as a drug. Am I hearing that right?
Earlier this year, the Food and Drug Administration just approved 99% FDA-approved CBD for drug-resistant seizures, and I've only been in the vitamin business for 30 years dealing with regulatory compliance issues. So what you have here is a whole bunch of people that don't know the vitamin space, they don't know the Federal Code of Regulations, they don't know anything, they're just opportunists. So do not buy those products. I'll go further. If you isolate just the CBD by itself, what happens if you don't understand the stereochemistry, the isomerization? If you don't know what you're doing, you can make a CBD molecule that will get you high as a kite, like synthetic THC, like bath salts. You don't want that at all. So this is about fiber, food, hemp, dietary supplements, farming. You've got to take a hemp seed that's been DNA tested, planted into the ground. You don't clone marijuana plants in a greenhouse and take them outside. Different product, different market, belongs in a dispensary. The products we sell will all be derived from outdoor grown, sun-kissed agricultural hemp. We grow it now in Holland. We're also growing it here in America and Kentucky. So now that the law is the law of the land, you better make sure you have a true hemp product and not a marijuana product.
Okay.
Or an isolate.
This is great information. We got to run here, though. We did a 10-minute interview with you, a little longer than I normally do, but I want people to have a chance to really hear this. Thank you, Stu.
Thank you very much, Dr.
The last Saturday and Sunday of February, Robert G. Smith, who's changed people's life with the Faster EFT process, is teaching another seminar. Many of you have taken it. I've taken it. I'll go back and take it again. I really take advantage of this. This is about getting rid of those fears that are limiting your life, that are stopping you from doing things you really want to do or are really plaguing you. And so normally this would cost $399. You'll find people coming in from all over the world to take it from Robert. But if you put in Radio 99, the number 99, you'll get it for $99. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just looked years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I'm not sure what episode I'm on yet. I haven't been doing this very long. Been doing radio, though, since March of 1997. So I have a birthday coming up. That'll be the start of my 22nd year on radio, interviewing some of the best people out there. In fact, Dr. Kaz Ingram. I may get him on here with us. I did shows with him for a number of years. Brilliant guy. He's written close to 30 books. I think he has over 30, and not all of them published yet, but it, really important information. Had so many different interesting people I've interviewed. And I just got done teaching or doing a lecture on the natural approach to heart health here in Oklahoma City. And there's a number of nutrients. There's many people that's written on this. Usually, you can break it down to some basic approaches. If you have congestive heart failure, what we're really wanting to do there, now it could be because of blockage, but it could just be because of weakness. We want to strengthen the heart. We want the muscle to be more youthful so it can pump and move. You know, you start knowing you may have a weak heart when your ankles start swelling. So that's something a person needs to be aware of. Now, the things like CoQ10, PPQ, PQQ, there's two different ones, sound very much alike. And the CoQ10, you want the one with the NOL on the end of it. And Bicanol, not Bicanol, which is O-N-E. Yeah, that's the one you want. That helps strengthen heart. There's things I take for oxygen, like cell food, hawthorn berry, and chlorophyll all help bring oxygen to the heart. Cell food is my favorite out of that because I put 10 drops in water, do that about 3 times a day, and you'll see how good you feel. You may go through a little detox at first, but you'll feel really good. Well, I like hawthorn berry. That somehow gets more blood flow to the heart itself, and it's had a strong reputation for many, many years. But some of the things you may not know, like pomegranate. You can see there's some ads that sell it as a heart health deal, but then no one ever explains to you why. There's two enzymes, one that pomegranate causes express, PON1 and PON2. And one of them, they both work to clean up the arteries. And so when people take pomegranate, I've taken it one time, a pretty good swig of North American Urban Spices pomegranate, and I felt my body heat up. And I was reading an article, and it said, it said that it can release nitric oxide, because that was the way it felt. I mean, my blood vessels really opened up. And speaking of opening up your blood vessels, one for cholesterol is that's normally used is high dosages of niacin. And that has been shown, and the medical community recognizes it, been shown to help clean the plaque out of the arteries. That's just some of the things I covered on strengthening the heart. Both of these overlap. They're not one or the other. Cleaning the arteries up. So if you have cleaner arteries, you're going to get more blood flow back to the heart. But more importantly, it's ways to prevent a stroke where a little bit of plaque, a good-sized piece of plaque, breaks off, goes down to brain, and gives you a stroke. Hit the heart, it could give you a heart attack. Things that are recognizing, they're recognizing that help clean it up. I said niacin, pomegranate helps open it up, and nitric oxide products, these NO2 products you hear advertised, they really open it up. You have to play with it and find one. If you're someone that exercises and you take a good nitric oxide product, you'll feel a pump in your muscles that you don't feel without it. And that's one of the ways. That's why it's very much like Viagra in that sense. But it opens up the blood vessels. Those two in themselves, the pomegranate helping the macrophages clean the plaque out of the arteries, triggering them to do that. That cleans it up. Now, here's some other things you may not be aware of. Vitamin D3, very important player in this, along with MK7. They say the research, when MK7 gets up to about over 330 micrograms, they really get a significant removal of the calcium out of the arteries. And that's the real killer. So if I went to the doctor and the doctor said, well, you have a lot of buildup here, I would look at the D3, MK7, at 300 or more micrograms. And then I would look at magnesium also. That sort of overlaps in both areas of cleaning up and strengthening, because it relaxes the blood vessels. And so they can open up, and then when they contract, there's more to move. And it does a lot of wonderful things in the body. But magnesium, your minerals in general, I mean, potassium, a big player. In fact, someone put something out on the Facebook, a lady I know, and was talking about zinc and preventing heart attacks. And I said, well, I wrote on it, zinc is good, probably more than anything what it's doing. It's preventing a virus from killing a person by inflaming the arteries. So I said, but what's the first thing you have to look at for heart attacks when it comes to minerals is magnesium. You need 600 to 800 milligrams of magnesium a day, maybe more, depending on how stressed you are. And then, a little D3, magnesium, and the MK7. Those are things that are very important. But here's something else. If a friend of mine called me, and she was telling me that she had to have a toe cut off because she hadn't felt her feet in a long time, and she got an infection in it, and they had to cut the toe off. Well, when you can't feel your feet, you got neuropathy. The nerves are dying. Two things have been shown to bring that back, and they're dying because the blood flow, because of the blood sugar and the elevated blood sugar diabetes, is causing the breakdown of the capillaries. And when that happens, it causes the nerves to start dying and tingling like you got feet too long in the snow, if you remember what that felt like as a kid. Well, alpha-lipoic acid, 600 milligrams, preferably before your two major meals, but breakfast and then 12 hours later, you can do it again. That's about how long it lasts. But, I take that back. Alpha-lipoic acid only lasts about, it's an hour and a half. R-lipoic acid, its cousin, lasts for 12 hours. You can do both together, and it's a good idea to do that. But that can sometimes bring back the feeling in your feet and legs again. It may take a little while, but it's definitely worth exploring. And more importantly, it may stop from damaging more. You don't want to lose a foot because of blood sugar problems. So anyway, when I did a heart disease, talked about that, talked about exercise and how one form of exercise strengthens the heart muscle, which is like weightlifting where you're straining against something. And endurance exercise makes the heart muscle larger. The ideal is a combination of two if you're talking about fitness. too many people are, well, I should say talking about health, because you can take the fitness too far. But anyway, those are some of the things we covered. And then I recommended a colostrum, colostrum 6, to strengthen the heart. I've seen great results with that. And a low-carb diet, I've seen that help as well. With a good low-carb diet, I've seen pictures of congested heart failure turning around. And so probably the keto diet will get you there as well, especially if the oils are good. Thank you, folks, for listening. I'll be talking to you next week.